Hello, folks. How y'all today? I hope everybody's doing good. Well, today's another Sunday. Another day to go by. I just sat down here. Actually, I supposed to have the day off, but the way the guard rush come up, well, I have to hit it. That's my luck, you know. But I should be able to get the day off tomorrow out of it. I've got things I need to do anyway. The biggest part of the guys got off today, so we just get out some money to alert me, you know. Just about everybody's gone now. There's some of them around. Try to make y'all this safe. I hope y'all don't get tired of hearing them. But I enjoy making them. It makes time pass by pretty good. It's about time for mail call again, so I'll be breaking off to the mail call here in a little bit. Like I said, I'm in the tent, so if y'all hear that record player and boys up the other end got going, don't think nothing about it if you hear them talking, because I'm here and muddy and everything outside, and I just feel like laying around here as long as I can this morning, kind of lazy. I went to bed last night and laid there and listened to all my tapes I got. This one here, I didn't have no new tape, so I'm having to tape over one of my old tapes that I got. So I have all of y'all's voices on another tape. I hate working anything to tape over it. Y'all be sending me some more, and I feel sure that y'all understand why I'm doing it. And y'all send me some films. I wish y'all would send me 3 or 4 new tapes so I can be sending y'all some tapes. It really does. It helps time pass and everything when I can play around and make tapes when I have a little time off or something or another, you know. Everybody's doing okay. All the boys are all right. Tommy, Larry, all of them. I thought I was having trouble with Johnny. Y'all might take back. We don't mention nothing about it that I've told y'all, but him and his wife's about to get a divorce. So I guess that's the way things go sometimes. He got a pretty strong letter from her yesterday, I think. He's pretty tore up about it. I guess he'll live over it. And I got 2 real sweet letters from Landy yesterday and 2 real sweet letters from her day before. The letter I got from her yesterday, well, she told me that she would be moving over to her uncle's and aunt's the next day, and that actually made me feel a lot better. I'm glad she moved over there with them. And she had been down her mother and dad's over the weekend. They took some pictures and they sent them to me. I really enjoyed them. It was some of her and some of her mom, dad, and some of the kids. It was all real good. I really enjoyed looking at them. And, you know, pictures from home, tapes from home, letters and everything. It always makes me feel a lot better, you know. And like I said, it makes time pass a lot faster, too. Linda and I decided to meet in Hawaii in November, around November the 1st, for sure. And I hope nothing that happens that we don't get to make it. She's really counting on it, and I am too. That's not but about 3 months away now. And she's already went and gone, bought her luggage for the trip, and she's wrote and asked me what she wanted her to bring for me and everything. Want to know what kind of place we was going to have and what we was going to do and everything. She said there's one thing she really wanted to do that week while we was there, and that was go to a luau. I don't know if y'all know what that is or not. You've seen it in pictures and everything. It's a big feast, and it goes on for hours, you know, where they roast a pig and all that kind of stuff. So I promised her I'd take her to a luau, and I'm really looking forward to it, and it'll be a trip that we'll never forget. And that's one week that I just want to really forget everything for a whole week, you know. And like Maxie told me in one tape, he said that'll kind of give me a break in between. And that's what R&R's for, you know, rest and recuperation. And that's what I'm looking forward to now is for November to get here. And, you know, time's passing on. Now I've got another 4 months of it behind me over here. That's about a third, and two-thirds more, and I'll be back to good old States, and I sure will be glad. Can hardly wait till the time gets here. Just a minute, someone hollered at me. Well, it's old Bob. He's fixing to go up on the air base somewhere. Wonder if I had a shirt, good boy. I wrote brother and sis a letter this morning. They told me in a letter and on that last tape that Jim, his wife, supposed to have been down, I think they said the 25th. I hope they made it, and I know y'all all enjoyed seeing them and everything. I'd like to see him, you know. It's been 12, 14 years since I'd seen him. I wrote brother and them letters this morning, and they'll probably be about the same time y'all get this day. A lot of planes going out from the base out here this morning, so if y'all hear the noise in the background, don't pay any attention to it. Dad, I hope you like it working for the school board. That's a good place to work for. And you'll have a lot of time off. And I know you work with a lot of good guys up there. And a lot of good people work for the school. Oh, by the way, I told y'all in my last letter about my tape recorder being broke. Well, I told you I took it down to the battalion shop and let some boy look at it, and they tore into it, and they found a wire burn up in it, and they soldered me another wire in it, fixed it up for me. It's working real good now, so I'm not going to have to get me another one after all. I was real proud of that, and this one here is a pretty good little recorder I got. Y'all said y'all's was a Craig, mine's an AFCO. And I change the batteries in it pretty often, but it uses regular flashlight batteries, so that ain't much trouble. Sometimes, I don't know, I guess I get about 6 hours altogether out of a set of batteries. And I usually keep me some spares because I use it quite a bit, making tapes and listening to tapes and first one thing or another. I really enjoy it. Dad, what you ever decide on an old Pontiac? You gonna trade it for your pickup or what? You go ahead and do what you want to about it. Linda said the old Chevrolet's giving her quite a bit of trouble. You know, the transmission's slipping when I left. I'm just hoping she can make it hold out until I get back. I guess we'll get us a new one then. Because naturally, as soon as I get back, well, I go to Georgia. I guess I'll stay there a day or two, and I figure I'll buy a new car and we'll break it in between Georgia and Texas. So you all know we plan on coming there just as soon as I can get up there and get her and all. She'll go ahead and work for a while after I get back, but not long. Once I get settled down on a good job and everything, well, be expecting her to do her job there at home. I'll take care of all the rest then. Oh, by the way, I really did get homesick. There's an old boy here, Dotson. He got his orders to go back States. He's got 12 more days. He, naturally, he had been here when we got here. He's been over in nearly 18 months. But he got stationed at Fort Stewart, Georgia. And that really did make me homesick, I'll tell you. Mama, you said on that tape that you made that y'all have some good old country style dinner that day. Well, boy, you know how much I would enjoy being there eating. I know it was good. Boy, I'd love to have some red beans, fried taters, and some pork chops, and iced tea, and green onions. That sure would be good, huh? I just get hungry for some of it sometimes. I can't understand it. This old mess hall food, it ain't nothing like what you get back home. Naturally, they have to cook for so many, you know. It's pretty easy to understand. And Mama, really enjoy hearing your voice on that when you talk to me on tape. I enjoy hearing all of you. I listen to tapes and your little sweet voice, it sounds so sweet. Sounds just like you. All of it does sound like all of you. It really does make me homesick. Just taped it just for the heck of it. I really do like it. A lot of times I do wake up dreaming about home, and I wake up and find not four gray walls, thank goodness, but just an old canvas tent. Well, I see them lining up for mail calls, so I'm going to go up there and see if I got any mail, and I'll finish this after then. So, bye-bye for now. I'll finish it in a minute. Well, I want a mail call, but I didn't get any mail today. Maybe I will leave the mail call. I got two letters from Linda yesterday, so I guess that's why I didn't get one today. Hope to get one this evening. That should always make me feel better when I get a letter. So I'll go ahead and say a little bit more on the state. Then I started Linda a letter, and I'll have to finish it in a minute. And then rest up a while before I go on guard. Have to stay a week, you know, out there. So, I guess I'll just cut this off for now, and I'll add some to it later on. So, I'll say bye-bye for now and talk to y'all after a while. Mom, Dad, I'm just sitting here talking to one of my buddies, Joseph. He's from California. He's got 16 days to go over here in Vietnam. ETS is out of service. Seems to be real happy getting to go back. I know he feels real good, and I'm going to let you hear him and see how one of the boys feels that's going back home from Vietnam.
I'd just like to say that Gene, he's been a real nice friend to me, and I don't know anybody else in this unit that could be any finer friend than him. I'll be going home August 16th. I regret leaving all my friends here in Vietnam. My friends here is about the only thing I have besides my wife.
Well, Mom, Dad, that was Joseph. He going home. He got real bashful and he couldn't think of nothing to say. And so I just cut it off and he's left now and I'm sitting here by myself again. I wished I was in his shoes right now. He's just like he's on a cloud. He says he hates the thought of going off and leaving all his friends here, knowing he'd be back to the good old United States and we'll still be living in a tent with dirty floors, first one thing or another, but I'm real proud for him. I'm glad to see anybody get away from this place. He served 3 years, so it's time for him to go back. And he come over here. He wanted to know if I want to go down to the air base pool with him, go swimming. I told him no, that I had guard duty tonight. I just thought I'd let him say a word or two. He's really happy about going home. We've got quite a few boys getting short now going back, so my time's coming up, though. I'll be down the line before long. Mother and Dad, the first sergeant, just walked in, and they had got a call from the first Red Cross UCVR, and Tommy's daddy had connected them somehow. Somewhere or other, they heard he's been wounded in action. Well, wherever they heard it, or whatever has brought it to them, y'all call them and tell them Tommy is all right. And he is doing just fine, just like I told y'all in a letter. If they hadn't heard from him, it is pure laziness. I don't know why he hadn't wrote. It kind of burns me up at Tommy. He should have been man enough and have sense enough to try to keep in touch with his folks anyway. And I know that y'all all worry about us a lot. So y'all call in, tell him that he is all right. If anything happens to him, I will let y'all know. They would be contacted immediately. But if he gets sick or anything, y'all inform them that I will let y'all know. And if they'll write him a letter eating him out, if he wants to act like a kid, tell him to write him a letter and write it like he is a kid and chew his little tail out a little bit, and maybe he'll get on the ball. I hate to see him worry about him the way that they are, and then him not writing everything. So that's about all I'll say about that. Well, it's 1:20 now, and there's nobody here in the tent but me, so I'll have to start getting ready here in a little bit. I won't get to make all this tape, not both sides today. So I'll make the other side tomorrow after I get off the guard, and I'll send it in the mail tomorrow. But I've got to get ready and get my old gear all tightened up here and everything, ready for tonight. I got just a little bit of tape left here, so I'll go on and talk a few minutes. And then I'll finish out tomorrow. I hope y'all don't get tired of me sending these tapes, because, like I said, I like to send them. It passes time away and everything. Everybody is gone. I guess they all went up to the base or maybe up to the village or something. I don't know. But anyway, I got a lot of things I need to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's payday, and there's a couple of things I want to get, first one thing or another. I guess I'll try to get me a three-quarter tomorrow and go up on base, and I went to PX the other day after I talked to y'all. Hold on, Tommy just walked in.
Hey, Tommy, did you talk to First Sergeant?
No.
Well, I want to tell you something.
Well, Tommy just came in. I chewed on him a little bit, and I told him he'd better get up to the first sergeant if they just want to see him. Maybe he'll go up there and maybe the first sergeant will chew him out good. I hope he does. He needs it. Well, I finished my letter to Linda now, and I've got some of my stuff out that I'm going to need on guard tonight. So, I have to go down and take me a shower here in a few minutes and get ready to go out there. It looks like rain. I hope it don't rain tonight. I always hate to get out there and it's raining and everything. You know, it gets kind of nasty out there sometimes. Hope we get a letter from y'all this evening. Hope I get one from Linda the evening mail call. It always makes me feel a lot better when I get mail, you know. And I feel sure I will. If I don't, well, I know I'll get one next couple of days. Mom, Dad, I want to tell y'all something about this. You might hear rumors back home about this place, first one thing another. It's really bad when somebody don't ride like Tommy hadn't rode his mother and him, but I kind of chewed on Tommy a little, like I said, but listen, I write y'all as often as I can. It's not, the area I'm in, it's not really that bad. I've got it pretty good here where I'm at. I'm lucky to be in the engineers. And I don't want y'all worrying about things that you hear and first one thing and another, because it's just not, well, everything's okay. I mean, just all you can do is just trust the Lord, you know, and I know everything's going to be all right, and I want y'all to feel the same way. It worries me when y'all worry about me. I don't want y'all worrying about me. You've worried about me enough for the 23 years that I've been in this old world, so just don't be worrying about me, okay? Everything's going to be just fine. I just drive a truck and operate a dozer, first one thing another, just like if I was back in the world somewhere. So, y'all just quit that old worry and everything, because it's not worth it, I mean. And we just all say, well, it'll be over in 8 more months, and it'll be over. I'll be back home. That's the only way we can look at it. Well, I hadn't got just a little bit of tape left here, so as it runs out, y'all know I'm all closing with my love to all of you. Like I said, I'll finish on the other side tomorrow, the rest of the tape on the other side. And so I want y'all to be sending me some more tapes. I really enjoy getting them. And tell everybody I said hi. And for them, drop me a line. I enjoy hearing from everybody. And I'll continue to send these tapes as long as I'm over here. This recorder's really, really done something for me. I don't think I could make it without it now, not after getting all the tapes and everything. I just hope that since I've got it fixed, it'll work good now from less time that I'm over here. If it was to go out, I couldn't complain. Like I said, I kind of horse traded around and got it anyhow, and hadn't got much money tied up, and if it did go out, I'd just have to get another one. So, as this whole thing runs off, well, y'all eat some red beans and fried taters for me, catch a bunch of big fish for me, and watch a bunch of good TV programs, first one thing another, and just remember all them good things we'll be doing when I get back home. And that's one thing we can all look forward to. We're going to all enjoy life, you know, again together. And I'm happy to say that at last y'all know that I am happily married, and I have a wonderful wife, and a wife that I'm proud to come around y'all with, and everybody else, and knowing that y'all like her and look at her as a daughter as well as much as a daughter-in-law. So I know she feels the same way about y'all. She speaks of y'all in her letters all the time. And I'm proud that it's all worked out, that we all get along real good. It really means something to me. Well, this is going to run off any second, so I'm saying bye-bye. And like I said, y'all send me a tape, and I'll finish it tomorrow. I love all of you. Bye-bye.